If you've ever wanted to watch clean anime shows, and when I say clean anime shows, I'm talking about anime that has no fan service at all, anime that doesn't even hint at fan service, anime that's not ecchi. Hope I'm saying that right, by the way. You know, if you ever wanted to watch a show like that, I'm just going to recommend them in this podcast, basically. There aren't many of them either, by the way. Like, I've watched hundreds of anime shows, and it's amazing how so few anime shows are actually clean, pure, no fan service, no stupidity, you know, no violence. And obviously, I'm not trying to sound like some kind of politically correct idiot on Twitter these days. You know the ones I'm talking about. I'm not trying to sound like that, but I'm just saying, sometimes you might want to step back from that, and this is that opportunity. At least that's how I feel sometimes. So one show I'll mention first is Nonnon Biyori. I actually watched that this year. It's a slice of life. It was made some years ago. I think it was produced by Silverlink Studios, the same studio as Kokoro Connect, which is also a great anime. But if we're talking about clean anime shows with no fan service or, you know, no sexual references, or the kind of anime that you can watch with your family, the kind of anime that you can watch with your friends, or just whoever, no matter who's in the room, Nonnon Biyori is a great one. It's basically a slice of life in the sticks, literally, you know, in the countryside, far away from Tokyo. You have four main characters. You have Renge, you have Kamari, you have Natsumi, and is it Hotaro? I think that's her name. They go on little adventures and they spend time together, do silly stuff. And the thing about Nonnon Biyori is, you know, despite it being clean and everything, the characters are different age ranges, so you get different reactions and personalities, and you get a different mix of entertainment. So like Renge is the youngest, she's basically a kid. You have Kamari and Natsumi, who are the oldest, I think, and then Hotaro, who is a little younger. Yeah, it's a really, really good show just to relax to. If you've had a long day and you just can't be arsed and you just want to chill and you're not even thinking about anything serious, Nonnon Biyori is good for that. To top it off, like I said, it's clean, there's no fan service, there's no corny little perverted jokes, and you know, the kind of things that you see in some anime shows, some cliches and all that kind of stuff. You don't really see any of that. It's just pure, 100% pure, like snow. Flying Witch, that's another show I recommend that's completely clean, pure, no fan service, no violence, no none of that, basically. You know, just pure. It's not clean to the point of it's so cartoony and childish that, you know, only kids will watch it. And Flying Witch is more about basically Makoto Kawata, who is a witch in training. She goes to the countryside, she stays with the family to get some of that training. That's how it starts off. You know, she can fly on a broom or whatever, a little bit at least. Her cousin Akane Kawata, I believe, is the one who's more proficient in magic. She teaches her a lot of magic here and there. Most of the episodes are, you know, relaxing. You can chill, kick back. You can kind of relate to what's going on, and just really the lives of people who live in the countryside, who make food out of their garden and plant their own food and crops and just all kinds of stuff like that, really. Yeah, it's really, really good show to relax to again. And that one is produced by JC Staff, you know, the same studio as Ryogun, Toradora, those kind of shows. Another one I recommend is Tamako Market, and that's by Kyoto Animation. Kyoto Animation is known for clean shows, generally speaking. You know, their shows don't really have all these cliche fan service elements, and they're really known for high quality shows, usually romance or slice of life. I mean, they really dominate that genre. And Tamako Market is a slice of life about Tamako, who is the daughter of a mochi shop owner, basically. I mean, that's the premise. And then some weird, odd looking bird drops in, and you know, he's speaking, he can talk and all this kind of shit. And yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, it probably sounds daft, like the way I've described it, but when you actually watch it, it's pretty good. Like, Tamako Market is a pretty good show. It's actually one of my favorites. I don't really talk about it ever, but Tamako Market is one of my favorites. You do learn a little bit. I wouldn't say learn a little bit, but you do get a little bit of business out of Tamako Market, because obviously it has a focus on Tamako's, you know, the daughter of the shop owner, Tamako. Like, you get to see little behind the scenes when they're all making mochi and they're cooking for the town and the townspeople and dealing with customers and all that kind of thing. So you do get some of that. There is a little business in there if you're, you know, interested in business topics and stuff like that. But mostly it's just a mix of school, slice of life, a little business here and there. Very, very, very subtle elements of romance. A few touchy-feely moments, and yeah, that's about it. But 100% clean, you can watch with anybody. Another anime I recommend is The World in Colors. The World in Colors is a recent one that I watched probably like a week ago, and it's very similar to Violet Evergarden, if you've watched that one, by Kyoto Animation. So The World in Colors was produced in 2018 by PA Works, same studio as Sakura Quest, Shirobako, Charlotte, and shows like that. The main character, he told me, she sees things in monochrome, you know, black and white. She kind of comes across an artist, we'll say, and when she sees his drawings, like, she sees color for the first time in ages. And obviously, as you'd imagine, being that kind of person who can't see color, you'd be losing your mind, right? And you'd be all excited and hyped and all that kind of stuff. She takes a liking to Yuito. That's kind of the story. I mean, it's really about her journey of finding colors and seeing colors, and that being her main focus, and obviously that being important to her because she can't see color at all. But another element of the anime is time. So her grandma sends her back into the past, which is where the anime takes place. She meets her grandma 60 years younger, I think it is. You know, there's an element of her learning about herself, he told me, the main character, because at first she's withdrawn and stuff. It's a really, really clean show. There is romance, there's no silliness, there's no sexual references, there's none of that. So you can watch it wherever and with whoever without having to worry about anything, and you can watch it anywhere with anyone, you know, anytime, without having to think about the actual content or the age of the person, you know, be it a kid, an adult, your mum, your dad, whatever. There's Mitsuboshi Colors, which is an anime about three kids who, you know, who want to protect the city, basically. Like, you know, just kids being kids. Like, when you're a kid, the way you see the world is as if it's one big adventure, right? Like, it's one big joke almost. And you want to just see things, explore. You know, you're super curious. You want to do this, that, and the other. Everything's just a dream, right? You live life like it's a dream. I mean, that's kind of how you see it when you're like 5 or 6, 7 years old, generally speaking, of course. And that's what Mitsuboshi Colors is. That's really what it's about. It's the from the perspective of three kids who are like that. And they were just living their lives, going on little adventures and stuff. And then there's Sakura Quest, which I've already mentioned, you know, a little bit. I mentioned it when I mentioned The World in Colors, because they're, you know, they're made by the same studio. So Sakura Quest, I'm not sure if it was made in 2017 or 18, but basically, anyway, that anime is produced by PA Works, just like the anime Charlotte and The World in Colors. And Sakura Quest is more about the village of Manoyama, which is actually a real life village in Japan. And the basis of it is everybody's trying to, you know, get the village bustling again. They're trying to bring business back to it and get it busy like it used to be 10 years prior to the actual main story. And that's really it. I mean, that's the main plot theme of Sakura Quest. So you do get a lot of business kind of episodes, and obviously there's travel and tourism. That's a big element of Sakura Quest. Everybody teams up and they're trying to work together to achieve this goal of, you know, getting Manoyama back on the map in terms of people coming by and putting money into the village and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot like Shirobako. I mean, it is made by the same studio again, but there are similarities there. So if you like Shirobako, you probably like Sakura Quest. But if you want to just watch something that's clean and pure, Sakura Quest is the one. And since we already mentioned Shirobako, I'll recommend that as well. Shirobako, to me, is one of the most important anime shows in the industry because it's about anime. It's about the anime industry. It shows you how animes are produced, you know, how anime studios work, how they get together and make magic happen, and the schedules, the delays, how things happen, you know, the arguments, the stress. It shows you everything from a, you know, an anime voice actor's perspective, to the artist, to the director, how shows come together, how they kind of edit shows and fill things in. It gives you all of that and more when you watch Shirobako. Shirobako is one of those anime, again, just like Sakura Quest. So definitely check it out. Definitely put it on your list and give it a go. Another anime I recommend that's clean and pure and, you know, just clean, is Little Witch Academia. To me, Little Witch Academia is an underrated series. It's produced by Studio Trigger, the same studio as Kill la Kill. But Little Witch Academia, though, is clean. It's about Atsuko, who basically has a dream to become a witch and inspire people and make them happy. I mean, that's kind of her childish dream that she got from, you know, a witch who's, we'll say, is a pro at being a witch, basically is a pro at magic. You get to learn a lot about, you know, a lot of her struggles, because she's not very talented. Now that I think about it, it's kind of like My Hero Academia. Well, it's, she's kind of like Izuku Midoriya or Deku, you know, in the sense that he's not very talented in My Hero Academia. He doesn't really start out with talent. He has potential, but he doesn't really have talent, and he works hard and all that kind of stuff. Well, Atsuko Kagari is the same way in Little Witch Academia. You know, she's not really a talented witch, unlike all the other witches in the academy. But she works hard, she's rebellious, she's stubborn, and all that kind of helps her to become this person who achieves more than she should have achieved, at least according to other people who are judging her and who commenting on her and criticizing her and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you kind of get a lot of those elements in Little Witch Academia. And there's a lot of life lessons to take in terms of persistence, being consistent, never giving up, you know, the usual stuff. But the thing about Little Witch Academia, though, is it's not cliche. It's one of the most non-cliche anime I've watched, so I'll definitely check that out. Another clean anime show I'll recommend is Hyouka, which is also by Kyoto Animation. It's one of my low-key favorites. It's the kind of anime that takes boring concepts, boring topics, and just boring stuff, and it makes it entertaining. So the main characters will take something innocent, like, for example, a person, you know, is mysterious and you want to find out more about them. So they'll turn it into an investigation, and that becomes the, you know, the main focus of the episode or two or whatever of that moment. And that's kind of how the anime carries itself, you know, episode to episode or every couple of episodes. It's really, really good, though. I mean, it might not sound like the most exciting anime just based on that description, but it's much, much, much better than it sounds. Like I said, it's the kind of anime that takes something boring and makes it interesting. It makes it entertaining. It makes you think as well. There are definitely subtle hints you can take from it, you know, after you've watched it. If you're the kind of person who likes to learn, you'll learn a lot just by watching Hyouka. There's a lot to laugh at, especially with the chemistry between the characters. So you have Eru Chitanda, who is the most curious character. And then there's Oriki, who is basically the brains of the situation. He's the one who figures things out, whereas Eru Chitanda is the one who is curious enough to kind of make it all come together. Check out Hyouka. Hana Yamata is another anime. Hana Yamata, I'll say it again for you. Hana Yamata. Hanayamata, produced by Madhouse. That anime is about Yasukoi, which is a freestyle dance made in Japan. If you check it out on Google, Yasukoi, Yasakoi, I might be wrong about that, but it's an anime about Yasukoi and a freestyle dance that's done in Japan. And, you know, four girls get together, they make a club or their own group, and then they start practicing Yasukoi, and that's basically the main theme of Hana Yamata. I mean, it's decent, and it's definitely clean. I mean, that's the kind of the topic here. I'm staying on topic. Hana Yamata is clean. You'll get some comedy here and there, and that's another show. Hana Yamata is not really one of those popular shows when I think about it. I found it just out of curiosity, so check that out. And then the last show I'm going to mention is Hitori Bochi. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hitori Bochi, that was made in 2019. I think JC's staff made that one. I'm not sure if I'm right about that, but I think JC's staff is the one who produced Hitori Bochi. Hitori Bochi is about Hitori, you know, an introverted girl, social anxiety. You know, she struggles to communicate and make friends with people without any help. And obviously a lot of people can see themselves within Hitori, because a lot of people have been in that situation. I mean, some people might even be in that situation right now where you're not very good or confident when it comes to talking to new people, talking in social situations, making new friends, dealing with people in general. You might not have too much confidence in yourself and your abilities. I mean, it's a really, really, really relatable show. And obviously you have other characters who are also relatable in their own way and funny in their own way and add their own comic relief. But yeah, Hitori Bochi for the most part is, no, not even for the most part, what am I saying? Hitori Bochi is completely clean. You won't find anything inappropriate in Hitori Bochi. I mean, that's really the long and short of it. I feel like it's just one of those shows that has some relevance, you know, has some quality. People have overlooked it because obviously as we know, in 2019, there was more popular shows like Demon Slayer, which is the obvious one, and Rising of the Shield Hero, and, you know, so on and so forth. Mob Psycho 100 Season 2 was also popular in 2019. But anyway, I'm going off topic. Watch Itori Bochi if you want a show that's clean, the type of anime show that you can watch with anybody and still be entertained by it, because it's not too childish or too, you know, it's not too simplistic or anything like that. I mean, none of these shows that I've mentioned are too simplistic or so elementary that you can't watch it if you're outside of the age bracket or anything like that. It's nothing like that. Definitely watch all the shows recommended and drop the ones that you don't like that I've mentioned. You know, Flying Witch, Itori Bochi, Sakura Quest, Shirobako, The World in Colors, Hyoka, and so on. Hope that was helpful to you. And hopefully, some of the anime that I mentioned are actually new to you. Stay blessed. Stay safe from this corona. And don't forget to check out animemotivation.com and subscribe on Apple, Google, Spotify, and all the rest.